David HaMelech instituted that we should make 100 brachas a day. And we make many brachas. One of the brachas we make throughout the year is the bracha of the Shechiyanu. So there are different types of Shechiyanu. There's a Shechiyanu we make on Yontif for the Kiddushas Hayom. There's a Shechiyanu we make on a mitzvah becomes Mizman Lizman. Those are more strict halachas. And then as a Dover Rishus, generally, if one is excited about something and it's a seasonal thing, a fruit that comes along once in a while, or you buy a nice new garment, so then perhaps you make a Shechiyanu. They say over Rav Moshe Feinstein felt we were in a global fruitopia, and I was in, and he passed away, he was Nifter in 1986. So how much more? So now he felt it. We could get, there are no really seasonal fruits, they're all around. Not everyone agrees, and Rav Soloveitchik said similar about clothing, like it used to be, you got two suits during your lifetime. I'm not sure exactly what happened if you grew, but at your bar mitzvah, I guess you didn't get a new suit, you just got had other clothes, but when you got bar mitzvah, you got married. So it was a big thing to get clothes. Today, there's a sale every week. Back in the day, they had the Sims badge, every store you get it on Amazon. So there's a halacha of a Shechiyanu on a seasonal, either on clothing or on a seasonal fruit. And that's why we have a minhag, and we try to get on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to avoid the Shiloh Shechiyanu, whether it's Yom HaRichta or not, so we get a new fruit maker at din. We paskin that even if you don't have a new fruit, or a new garment, you still make the Shechiyanu. But that's the procedure. So Shiloh is like this. You make a Shechiyanu when you have a seasonal fruit, a fruit that you haven't had. Iker din HaGemara, you don't have to have it. Like you walked in the store, and let's say watermelons just came around. They were gone the whole winter, now it's spring, or became. So then I don't even have to eat the watermelon. Iker din, because the Shechiyanu is on. That, well, I survived another season, I'm alive. But nevertheless, our meaning is we make a Shechiyanu when we're going to eat it. So, let's say you had the store had peaches, had plums, and throughout the summer, spring, you were eating peaches and plums. So today we have many fruits that are hybrid, grafted, Koayim. So there's something called a nectarine. We're so familiar with nectarines, we just assume it's the norm. But apparently, what people say is that when you graft a peach and a plum, you end up with a nectarine. It's a combination of a peach and a plum. So let's assume a person had a peach, had a plum. And now, someone gives them a nectarine. Let's say nectarines just came on the scenes. So, just to point out, it's usher for us to graft these things, but it's mutter if it once it's already done, we're permitted to eat them. So, let's say I ate a peach and a plum, and now it's a nectarine. So the question is, obviously I have to make a Bo'er Priya Eitz, but the question is, can I make a Shechiyanu? In other words, is a nectarine considered something new? In other words, I eat a nectarine. Do I say I'm eating a plum and a peach and I already had a plum and a peach, so therefore why would I make a Shechiyanu? Or do I say no? That a nectarine is not a plum and a peach anymore. It's a nectarine. It's a new bria. It's a new creation. So, that's a machlokas haposkim on whether one would make a Shechiyanu on whether it doesn't have to be peach and plum. I think grapefruits could be an orange and a lemon. Other fruits are mixtures. So that's a shiloh on a grafted fruit that you already had the two grafted parts, or maybe even one. Would I make a Shechiyanu? Machlokas haposkim, whether you would or you wouldn't. So I don't know what the minhag is. Maybe Savak Brachos. Well, okay, but that is the shiloh. That's a discussion in the poskim. And in fact, that's what we had. We just celebrated Sukkot not that long ago, and we had the Esrogim. So one of the things all the hashkachas, it says on the box, bli murkav, this esrog is kosher, it's not a murkav. So today it's understood we don't have grafted esrogim, I guess a lemon plus, whatever it would be. But it wasn't even so simple. If an esrog murkav was pasul, in other words, obviously we don't have it anymore. We don't need to, but because why? Because what was in the kudas hamachokas is how do you view an esrog murkav? Is it considered like a new entity? In other words, is it considered whatever it's made out of? If it's considered like two existing species or two existing the fruits or an esrog and a lemon, however they graft it, I'm not sure. Or did I say no? Whatever it is, now it's a murkav. And therefore, it's no longer an esrog. So if you assume it's no longer an esrog, it's esrog murkav, it's a new entity, so then maybe you can't use it for your dao and minim. But if not, you know, you get into whether it's an esrog cluster. And the thing is, we don't use an esrog murkav, that's a similar shaila. So that's the issue by a plum, by a nectarine. So also, as well, in the non-food area, reminds me of another, it's a machokas beisila by Shammai, in terms of what we do. We know during the week we have 19 brachas, on Shabbos and Yontif we have 7. So it's a whole discussion in terms of, let's say it's Yontif and Shabbos. So do I add another bracha for Shabbos and Yontif to make it 8, or do we combine? So our meaning is we put them together, Makadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. So there's a Machokas of Shlomo Zalman Rav Moshe, let's say, whether it's Yontif, maybe it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it could be similar. So let's say a person, when we daven on Rosh Chodesh, or when we daven on Yontev Shachor B'Shabbos, we daven a Tefillah L'Shalosh Regolim. And when we daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, it's a different Shmon Esrei as well, the different, you have the special Rosh Chodesh Shmon Esrei. So the question is, let's say a person forgot, whatever, it was Yontov Shabbos, and they daven either a Yontov Shmoneh Esrei or they daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So they're not Yotzei. All agree. So, but what do you have to do to make it up? So it's a machlokes, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, in terms of, now let's... In other words, if I just daven the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, can I just now, what do I do? Just go back and daven Shabbos? What did I say? No. It's a Yontif Shachor B'Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's Yontif Shabbos. It's a new Bria. And therefore, I have to daven the new Yontif Shabbos. So it's the same issue. And how do you view a hybrid? Is it Shabbos plus Yontif davening or no? It's a new Bria, it's a Shabbos Yontif. Either way, so that's the Machlokes. So that's the issue whether you make a Shachiyanu on a something which is a hybrid. If you look at it as a new entity, so then yes. Regarding Esrog, if it's a new entity, it's no longer an Esrog, it's a problem. So there's a Gemara in Chul and Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara talks about the issur of, well, the Torah talks about the issur of you can't plow with a shor v'chamor, an ox and a donkey together. And it's not just can't plow, you can't do any avodas. And it's not limited, you know, to shor v'chamor, it's different species, because sar b'chayim, whatever reasons you want to give. So the Gemara Chulin tells us that we know that when you mix a horse and a donkey, you get a mule. So you have horses you could ride on, you could ride on donkeys, and you could ride on mules. So the shaila is the following. What happens if you have, so you could argue whether it's, You could argue whether it's even one mule. Some say it's two mules. Let's say, so we know if you go on these rides, you have, like, sometimes you have horses, you have donkeys, depending where you are, like in Manhattan, I think you have horses. I haven't checked recently. But in other places, you might have donkeys, and in other places, you might have a mule. So it's like a carriage, so they usually have two horses, or perhaps one, we'll see, and it's not a problem, go on a ride. So there's a discussion, what happens if you have two mules pushing? Are you permitted to go on a mule, or could you actually go on a mule itself? You go on the ride, you sit on the mule. So the shaila is, so when you ride on a mule, let's say, or two mules pushing you, or one, we'll see. So do we view a mule, is that a horse and a donkey pulling me? And therefore, I'm violating Osakra Shor V'chamor. And according to Moses, it's a din d'oraisa. But I say, no, it's no longer a horse and a donkey, it's a mule. That seems to be a machlokas to Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says it's mutter. That must mean it's a new bria, it's a new entity, and that's why you're permitted to take a mule ride. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's usher. In fact, according to, I think, Isi ben Yehuda, even one mule is a problem, because a mule is like, it's a combination of a horse and a donkey, and that's a problem. So that's the machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli on whether we view the mule as a mule, or we view it as a mix of a horse and a donkey. So Pashis, it seems to be like the Bavli. What do you mean Pashis? What do I mean? I don't know if it's Pashis or not, but based on what we know, we have the Poskim, the Rishonim, the Mepharshim bring down that David HaMelech, it says, rode on a mule, they say, whether donkey, a mule, but they assume it's a mule. And the shaila is, I'm assuming David HaMelech did it, it must have been right, because he wasn't criticized for it. So Bishlam, according to the Bavli, he rode on a mule. But according to Yerushalmi, how is it mutter to ride on a mule? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim. So the Mepharshim point out, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Beis, talks about Erev Shabbos. We know Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashemesh, as many things were created. So apparently, whether it's a donkey from Bilam or it's a mule was created Erev Shabbos ben Hashemeshos. Yeah, why, what's, and apparently, according to the Yerushalmi, you'll have to say that this is the mule that David rode on. Like, who cares? What's the difference between the mule that, which mule he rode on? What's the problem with riding, according to the Bavli, every mule's a new species, it's not a problem. But according to Yerushalmi, that we view a mule made by Adam, if we breed, even though the shayla is, we, in other words, we know there's an issur of shatness. You can't mix wool and linen. But what about mixing? So we know you can't do a horse and a donkey, but we say if it's done, you could benefit. So is that considered human made? Is it by a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Yerushalmi must, the Bavli doesn't assume it's a problem. The Yerushalmi must assume that it's a problem. In other words, Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that the only mule that's permitted to ride on, that's the one from, that was born as a mule. That is a new breed. All the other ones, even the breeded by men, by humans, that would be us, or that would be like mixing a shor v'chamor. So the Yerushalmi would have to learn that David HaMelech rode on the mule from Shesh Yishumei Breshis. And the Kashya is, how did he get it from? And how did he know, like, how did he know which mule it was? That's a separate question, but the Mepharshim wants to answer. That's the pshat. We have the appearance here in Rashi, Chazal, about, it says, Noach, Rashi quotes in Parashas Noach, that Noach lamad Torah. That's how he knew. to take the kosher animals and the non-kosher. On the other hand, it says by Yavo Teva Mashma, Rashi writes they came by themselves. So why didn't Noah have to know anything if they came by themselves? So the answer is, by most of them, they came by themselves. However, by the mules, from how am I going to know which mule? Mitch, so they had kosher signs. You're able to figure out to some, you know, that Noach taught the kosher signs and all of that. But so the most of, so the, he taught him Torah, and he figured out the kosher animals. However, to some of them, he wouldn't know which. He didn't know which mules were okay to use. So that, they, you know, that perhaps by Yova Ewa, that it came by itself, and therefore that's why that's the answer. Well, Rashi says sometimes it, on one hand, so obviously it must be some animals came on their own. So the animals that were kosher, Noah could go out for, but a mule he wouldn't know which one was Sheshem Ebrachius, because apparently they must have been breeding them. So the halacha was on the ark only the pure breed, because Gehishkas Kolbasar, so only took the 100% breed. In fact, that's what some that's in the Siv writes. In a different context, he says, perhaps that's why, that's what happened with dinosaurs. That, yeah, dinosaurs existed, but they were a hybrid, and so they were killed in the Mabul, because Noah wouldn't let any dinosaurs in, because they were a hybrid. So the only hybrid that was let in, or wasn't a hybrid, it was the mule that was created, Sheshem Ebrachius, so that's the plot. So to summarize, we have an issue regarding Shachiyanu. If you make a Shachiyanu on a nectarine, assuming it's a case where it's a seasonal, it's new, assuming the regular halacha supply, that's a machokas, but how do we view a hybrid? Is it a new breed or not? That's a shayla by Esrog Murkab. If it's a new breed, then it's a problem there. And that's the shayla by if you missed on a Shabbos, Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, you'll have to go back and repeat the hybrid. Is it a new day, or is it just a combination of both? And then we have the issue with the mule. It's a mix of a horse and a donkey. So therefore, how do we view the mule? So according to the Bavli, it's a new bria, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not like Shor v'chamor, but according to Shami, it's a problem. I, David HaMelech, that was a special mule from Maisa Bereshis. And that's why by Noah, by other animals, when God, Lama, Torah, he knew Chewitz cut, split hooves, all the parameters, he was able to go and pick them out. But by a mule, there were many mules. How did he know which one was good? So the effort that came by itself, that's the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside by Maisa Bereshis. And that's why the Nitziv writes, that's why we don't have any dinosaurs, because they were hybrids and they never made it into the ark. And they were killed during the Mabul.